Chapter 1, The Adventure. As the morning dew melted off the leaves, the bright sun glared through the window. Teal squinted as he wiped the sleep from his eyes. He peeled away his favorite Batman comforter, hopped like a cat out of bed, and replaced it as if never slept there before. For a boy his age, the room was very neat and organized. He slipped into his clothes as if the house was on fire. It was Saturday, the day he and his two best friends always spent exploring. Without missing a beat, he ran down the stairs, leaping over the last three steps, and landed on the floor as he made his way into the kitchen. "Where are you going, young man?" his mom asked in a semi-sarcastic tone, as a loving smile spread across her face. "Today is my day to go exploring. You know we do it every Saturday." She laughed, because every Saturday was indeed the same routine. This was the day he spent with his friends pretending to be a ninja from ancient Japan. "You must eat some breakfast, young man, and don't forget to fix your hair and, of course, brush your teeth. No ninja of mine will leave the house looking like that. After you're done, you can go," she said. "Okay, Mom, what's for breakfast?" he asked as he sat at the kitchen counter. "Your favorite," she replied, "toast with butter and honey." He sat down and began to eat quickly so he could begin his adventure. The door burst open and Teal came running out, leaping in the air, missing all three steps, landing on the grass. Once his feet touched down, he curled up in a ball and rolled like he learned in ninjutsu class. He said to himself, "Perfect ninja, Tobiori, just like Sensei showed me." He smoothly stood up, raced towards his bike. Lifting off the long white picket fence, he began running while holding the handlebars. He leaped on while in motion, landing on both pedals as he zipped down the long driveway of the old farmhouse. There was no time to be wasted. At the end of the driveway, his two partners waited on their mountain bikes in a cloud of dust from their skidding stop. They had one foot on the pedal as the other kept balance on the ground. Cody and Merrick were eager to start their Saturday morning adventure. Teal charged down the driveway and at full speed passing them by as the other two started pedaling as fast as they could to catch up. Their backpacks were filled with snacks, drinks, and lunch for their long day. The sun was strong and had a perfect orange hue. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. They pedaled as fast as they could on their mountain bikes, making a quick left turn, jumping over a mound of dirt. They sailed through the air, each performing a different trick, copying the moves of motocross riders, all touching down at the same time onto a path into the woods. This was nothing new. The boys had taken this trip many times before, jumping rocks, riding through streams, and racing each other as if they were on a mission. Before they knew it, they had covered 15 miles, arriving at the midpoint in front of a lake, Lake Minnewaska. "Let's take a break," Cody yelled as they slid sideways to a halt, as a cloud of dust continued past them. "It's just like you to be hungry already, Cody," Merrick quipped. "You can't expect me to keep up this pace without a snack," Cody said with a laugh. "Not in a million years. We need our energy. I only hope my mom packed me a good snack this time," Teal chimed as he opened his backpack. "I don't want any more bologna sandwiches. I heard that is made with pig hooves and dirt." "Don't tell me. I like bologna," said Merrick. "Yeah, just because it tastes good doesn't mean it is good for you," Teal answered, laughing, knowing it bothered his friends. "Oh, here he goes again. Soon he's going to start talking about being a vegetarian again," Cody said, laughing. "No, I'm not. Everyone just eats what they want. I treat my body as a temple," Teal said with a smile. They got off their bikes, laying them on the sides, and walked down to the stream. It was fun leaping out into the water while balancing on some large rocks. The sun reflected off the water like a mirror. Teal looked up into the sky with his eyes closed, allowing the sun to hit him on the face, with a smile from ear to ear, and took a deep breath. He could feel there was something special about this day.